Good morning. It's Friday, January 16th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. A new research space at Wichita State University is helping students learn about literature by letting them experiment with classic bookmaking tools.
Where it's not just about studying literature as this abstract work, it's about studying the material objects, the texts themselves, particular editions, how literature gets made.
We'll visit WSU's new Book Technologies Lab. That's after the news. Federal investigators say part of a Boeing plane that crashed in Kentucky last year had failed four times on other planes years ago. The National Transportation Safety Board said Boeing warned plane owners in 2011 about a broken part that contributed to a UPS plane crash in November, but at that point the plane manufacturer did not believe it threatened safety. Three pilots in the UPS plane were killed, along with 12 people on the ground near the Louisville airport. The planes were actually built by McDonnell Douglas, which was later bought by Boeing. Kansas officials are grappling with changes in federal funding as lawmakers meet in Topeka to plan the state budget. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
In her final state budget proposal, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is seeking more money to administer the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. Kelly says federal rule changes will reduce access to SNAP and place new burdens on state agencies. In a committee hearing, State Budget Director Adam Proffitt told lawmakers that an extra $16 million is needed to keep the program operating as normal.
So it does not, in fact, make the program cheaper. It just moves the cost from the feds to the states.
The state could also face tens of millions of dollars in penalties based on how many Kansas SNAP recipients are paid in error. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Yesterday was the deadline to enroll for Affordable Care Act health care plans, but the future of government subsidies is still uncertain. Sam Zeff reports on how this puts a financial strain on small businesses in Kansas and Missouri.
By some estimates, half of all small business owners and employees are covered by Obamacare. Carrie Van Meveren says the ACA allowed her to leave corporate America and start her own government contracting consulting business.
It allows me to focus on my business and less on worrying about an unexpected health event that could bankrupt me. It's been a lifeline for me.
The Urban Institute says up to 5 million people will drop their coverage if subsidies aren't extended. I'm Sam Zeff.
Fire officials in Kansas say high winds and low humidity today could put much of the state at risk for quick-spreading grass fires. Much of western Kansas is under a high wind watch that will be in effect through the end of today. Forecasts call for gusts as high as 65 miles per hour. The northwest winds will also bring colder air into the Wichita area. Rain or snow could impact parts of central Kansas. Fire officials say people should avoid any type of outdoor fire, including fire pits or grills. A fungi collection at the University of Kansas that supports research into agriculture is facing money struggles. Celia Opis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports.
KU houses the world's biggest collection of special fungi that can help plants grow, including many crops. It was funded by the National Science Foundation, but that money ran out. So the team that runs the collection just launched an endowment account to try to keep it afloat. Here's Jim Beaver, a professor at the Kansas Biological Survey.
You know, at this point, we're just trying to do everything, you know, try all approaches to keep this going.
It's still possible that more federal funding might come through, but appropriations for science are uncertain right now. Competition is fierce, and the Trump administration has shrunk the National Science Foundation. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Sedgwick County Election Office is hosting a contest for students to get their artwork onto an I Voted sticker. Middle and high school students can enter by submitting designs until February 27th. A second contest aimed at students in kindergarten through fifth grade is seeking artwork for a Future Voter sticker. A parental consent form must be filled out prior to entering. Students can submit their design in person or by mail at the Sedgwick County Election Office. More information is at sedgwickcounty.org. Many Wichita facilities and attractions will be closed on Monday to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The closures include City Hall, Wichita Public Libraries, Recreation Centers, and Brooks Landfill. Botanica, Cowtown, and the Wichita Art Museum will also be closed. Wichita Transit and Paratransit will not operate on Monday. Some facilities that remain open include the Animal Shelter and City Arts. The federal holiday commemorates the civil rights leader's birthday on the third Monday of January every year. A full list of closures is at wichita.gov. We'll be back after this.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. A new research space at Wichita State University is helping students learn about books by demonstrating how books are actually made. The Robert L. Katoy Book Technologies Lab opened late last year on the sixth floor of Lindquist Hall. It features a collection of bookbinding and printing tools, including wax tablets, typewriters, and old-fashioned quill pens. During a recent visit by KMUW's Suzanne Perez, English professor Katie Lanning was helping student Alexa Sheldon print her name using a replica of an 18th century printing press.
So let's put the A over here, like this. See how you, if you do that, your name's going to be upside down versus this? Just take letter by letter.
The Book Beetle machine is a tabletop letterpress that mimics a full-size Gutenberg press. It's one of several tools available in the new lab, which is the brainchild of Lanning and her English department colleague, Fran Connor. Lanning says she envisioned a space where English majors and other students could learn the physical aspects of creating a text.
Where it's not just about studying literature as this abstract work, it's about studying the material objects, the text themselves, particular editions, how literature gets made.
When you visit the lab, you can try writing with a quill pen and ink. And a quick warning here, it's pretty messy. You can also learn how to bind a book or fold colored paper into your own zine. The makerspace is already a hit with history buffs and will serve as a resource for the English department's new minor in text technologies. When grad student Natalie Field tries the replica letterpress to write her name on a piece of cardstock, she realizes it isn't easy.
You know, I had to double check if my name was, you know, upside down or right side up. You have to mirror it in your head, so it takes a little bit longer. So it's very time consuming, it's very precise, but I think that just adds to the overall quality and effect of the things, because you know that a lot of time and care was put into it.
The book lab was funded by a donation from Lanning's family in memory of her late grandfather, Robert Katoy. He was an engineer who loved reading and appreciated great literature. Lanning says he read every Agatha Christie mystery and recited poems by Ogden Nash.
When he passed, you know, he left his family a legacy of supporting education, and this space felt like a great way to honor that because he was an engineer, but he loved literature, and this is a space that combines making things with reading things, so we've named the space after him.
That looks great.
Yay.
Very good. Do you want to try it on the nice paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a class called Technologies of the Book, Lanning teaches a medieval poem titled Pangerbon about an Irish monk who works as a scribe and his cat who works all night hunting mice.
And so students read that poem in a regular English class, and it's a charming poem, and it reminds you that people have always loved cats, right? But after trying to write a manuscript, you understand a bit more of the frustration and the toil that is also a part of that poem. We want our students to have a different perspective on literature by understanding the labor that goes into making it.
There's more about WSU's Book Technologies Lab at KMUW.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
Can I have a cookie? Oh, thanks, but I said a cookie. Oh, thanks, but I said a cookie. Yeah, I would say a.
We'll fuss over minor differences. What could be more fun? This week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.